All right, we're rolling. 10 minutes on the clock. Let's hit start. So we do this right this time.
Last time we
screwed this up with Joe B the other day.
Hey, listen. Last time I was on this, you had a different style.
We did. We changed it up. We went digital. This is actually the PDC timer, if you can believe it. Because Jennifer broke our spring base timer on the first show.
Come on, Jennifer.
You know, we're going digital though. People like digital. They like the accuracy of it. So before we get started, I got one announcement here. We did a green screen challenge. I don't know if you saw the results of it, but we basically filmed against that green screen over there a couple shows ago, and we asked people to kind of put in their own background.
Yeah.
And we'd pick the winner, and we'd give them actually a free pass to mix.
Nice.
So the conference fee. They still have to fly and do the hotel stuff.
Yeah.
And we had some cool entries, definitely. Thanks to everybody who entered. But the best one, and I had to print this out this morning, Chris Hardy from Manchester, UK, basically took our kind of hand motions, put lightsabers, and did some cool video work. So congratulations to Chris.
Nice.
Chris, drop us an email. Actually, drop Jennifer an email. That's jritz, J-R-I-T-Z, at Microsoft.com. And congratulations, and thanks to everybody else who submitted some cool backgrounds. We had some fun Forrest Gump backgrounds behind us.
Cool.
I love being Forrest Gump. And then I saw one late last night that was against a bunch of bouncy balls or something like that. So some cool creativity, definitely fun. We appreciate the energy and the enthusiasm.
Awesome.
So let's get to why we're here today.
What's going
on? We're getting close to mix.
Yeah.
As you and I sit here in the studio, we're only a couple of weeks away from the event actually beginning. We've talked a bit about the content team. We've had a couple content team members on, but we haven't had you.
All right.
Now, of course, this is going to show up on Channel 9. You're Mr. Channel 9, right? So we got Charles Torre here.
Yeah, man.
We got the big dude. Normally, you used to be on the other side of that camera, right?
Yeah, understood.
But you're responsible.
I'm happier on the other side.
Well, you're good at it. So you're responsible for some key content at Mix.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, there's a couple interesting things. So I'm doing kind of the research track, calling it the research track. People from MSR, scientists, are going to come down and show some kind of future thinking stuff.
So truly out there kind of research.
It's out there.
It's not shipping stuff.
No, there's nothing shipping.
Okay. So by design, it sounds like this is stuff that's not shipping. It's stuff that's out there.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you know they're stitching together interesting technology that may be out there, but they're doing it in very interesting ways to show how far can we take this.
Okay.
Like what. You know, for an example, you know, what does it mean to take a bunch of pictures, send it up to the cloud, get a 3D image back? How does that work? No, you can't actually do that yet, but the point of this track isn't about call to action. Come in, have some coffee, open your mind, and then, you know, think about the future a little bit and ask a lot of questions. These are some very, very smart, passionate people. You're going to learn a lot of very interesting things. So from Connect to rich interactive narratives, as it's called, you're going to learn some very interesting things. Not related to research, though there are some scientists on this, is the JavaScript panel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which I think is going to be really interesting.
Yeah. So before we get to that,
yes. I mean,
the way you're describing it, it's non-shipping stuff, it's kind of forward-looking.
Yep.
It's a chance to maybe unplug from the day-to-day kind of session and just get inspired about where we think the industry is going, what our research teams are working on, whether it's MSR or just other labs that we have across the company.
Totally.
They're kind of experimenting with projects.
And also, you know, I want to be kind of clear about one thing. I think unfairly, out in the real world, we don't always get credit for thinking about the really large problems and then actually trying to solve them. Because a lot of the stuff that the solutions actually end up in papers that 30 people read.
Yeah, yeah. Because these guys publish a lot, right?
Yes, of course.
True research.
So we want to bring them down. I mean, look, we're bringing scientists down to Mix.
Yeah.
Ask these guys questions. Ask these women questions, not just guys.
Yeah.
And understand that we are exploring solutions to really hard problems, and we are innovating. Now, innovation is an overused buzz term. I personally don't like it. But I really want to bring down, and we want to show people, you know, come in and think about the future a little bit.
Pushing
we're not
the
making
boundaries.
Yes.
Pushing the boundaries.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah, so let's talk specifically about, you mentioned the JavaScript panel. I'm very curious about that. Tell me more.
So JavaScript panel, you know, it's always great to have language panels at our event. We do it every time.
You bet.
Unfortunately, this time, Eric Meyer is not going to be bouncing around.
It'll be me. We don't know. Are you going to wear the tie-dye shirt then?
I don't think I'll wear the tie-dye shirt. But I do, you know, the conversation is going to be really mainly focused on the language itself. So, of course, Doug Crockford is going to be on the panel.
Awesome.
Alan Wurst-Brock.
Big name
Luke Coban. yeah. who's a kind of a PM for the language that we, you know, the way we implement it at Microsoft. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is he's actually on
the WWDC.
By the way. Okay. So we're at halfway. So we're going to be really quickly.
Yeah.
So we're going to have four guys on the panel. Alan Wurzbrock, Doug Crockford, a guy that I'm bringing down from Azure, who's doing some interesting stuff with JavaScript on the server. People are familiar with Node.js. So really want to talk about JavaScript as a general purpose programming language. It's functional, it's object oriented, it's dynamic. It's really, really an interesting language that's gone way beyond what it was initially designed for, or did it? That's one of the first questions I'm going to ask.
Yes, it's going to be fascinating. I remember you and I had a conversation unrelated in another interview, and I remember my old JavaScript days basically were just to animate a logo in a circle on a web page or something like that.
You got it.
Imagine where it's gone today and kind of where we're pushing the boundaries of performance and just capabilities. And these are the guys that are at the center of what's going on with JavaScript.
So this is like a mini W3C or TC39 group meeting.
Yeah, exactly. And you have questions. These guys are here to ask.
Listen, I want to make this really clear. I'm calling these anti-fishbowl panels.
Ooh.
And what that means is these are interactive panels. It's not just sit there and watch people talk. Now, when Eric Meyer is moderating, it's definitely fun to watch him bounce around and really stretch the speakers.
It is.
But in this case, please come in with your questions. You're web developers. You're programming JavaScript every day. You keep hearing about HTML5 is the future.
Yeah.
Well, when you're programming logic in HTML5, guess what language you're going to be using?
That's right. JavaScript.
So, please, ask questions. Interactive panels
you
and
bet.
Mix.
Love it. Okay. So what else you got? I know you got some other ones hiding there.
Yeah, well, there's audio for Kinect.
Audio for Kinect. So Kinect the sensor,
Kinect the sensor,
yeah,
exactly.
Awesome.
The scientists who implemented a lot of the really cutting edge microphone and audio pipeline technologies will be giving the talk.
Wow.
Ivan Tashev. Very passionate, very smart person. So ask questions about that. You're going to be blown away.
So when we talk about natural user interface, audio is a key component of that.
Absolutely.
And it sounds like there's a lot of research that's gone on behind the scenes to make all that seemingly simple magic possible.
Absolutely. Now, we're also going to announce on this show that we may have another panel.
Ooh. Another panel.
Yeah.
We're working on another panel.
We're working on another
panel. Only 2 weeks to go, Charles.
2 weeks to go. Hey, that's how, you got to fly by the seat of your pants.
Get the good stuff last minute, right?
So this is going to be a panel. You mentioned next user interface. So in some sense, this panel is going to be about what does the advent of technologies like Kinect, which give computers sight and the ability to reason about what they see, what does that mean for the future of human-computer interaction?
Fantastic.
On that stage are going to be the right people to have this conversation.
Wow, I love this tease.
Yes,
this
the
is a
person
good tease.
Who invented Kinect, by the way.
Excellent. Wow.
A scientist in computer vision and natural user interface. And somebody that's done some amazing things with Kinect plus Xbox and playing games.
This is great.
Yeah.
This is great. So I'm looking forward to these. This is a good set.
Now,
I know you've also done some other work. We've only got 2 minutes here.
Okay.
But you've done some other work related to research and getting some researchers in another area.
Thank you very much.
I'd love to hear
saving
more about that.
Saving the best for last.
Yeah, of course.
So we talked about the JavaScript panel. Well, there's people in research, specifically on the Rise team, and we're very big fans of them. You know that if you watch Channel 9, that made some really, really interesting tools. So one is called Mugshot, which can actually record execution of JavaScript, and then it can play it backwards for you to help you debug.
That's pretty cool.
Very cool.
That's very cool.
And there's also one where it's called Silo, which is actually sort of a Ajax-y JavaScript thing that can help make your web pages faster automatically. So what does that mean? How would that work? Well, it's just a JavaScript library. It has it's not a plugin, and apparently it will sort of optimize your code. But you're going to have to come and see for yourselves.
Wow.
One last thing, TechFest.
I wanted to hear about TechFest. What's TechFest?
TechFest is, people hear about it online. It's a thing research does every year and blows us away.
On campus they
on
do this.
On campus.
Yeah.
We're bringing it to Mix.
How cool is that?
Scaled down.
Yeah.
But we're bringing it to Mix.
So you've basically helped work with MSR, pick some kind of Mix-appropriate research that's going on.
Yeah.
And you're getting kind of, I don't want to call it a science fair, but it's kind of that feel, isn't it?
Totally.
It's leading edge, cool stuff that you get to see.
Yeah.
Interactive kind of thing.
You better believe it. One of which is going to blow people's minds. We're going to give it a tease.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
I think I know which one you're talking about. And, as a matter of fact, I was bummed I couldn't get over there to see it.
Well, now you can.
A couple other folks actually went over and were just as blown away.
Oh, man.
It sounds like as you were.
Oh, it's...
So you're having a set of these. Do we know how many?
There's probably going to be six.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to call six-ish.
Yeah.
And the scientists behind it will be the people demoing.
Nice.
So if you really are creative, or curious, you want to know about the science, ask them because they know.
So if you go to the sessions, obviously, mm-hmm. interact there, but yep. also go to the Mini Tech.
Totally.
Fest. Fantastic.
Right
Thank
on,
you, Charles.
Man. Thank you, brother.